But we're going to commence with public comment cards. This is likely going to be a very long meeting today. So everyone knows at some point we're going to be breaking for a closed session because we have put off closed session and several items that just can't be put off anymore. I wish we could do it at lunchtime. The key here is maintaining a quorum, and
first it's getting one.
First it's getting one. Three. We have the CEO. We have several directors. Let's just start. We are hearing the public comment. Should you choose not to speak at this time, I can put your card to the end of the agenda, which, as I said, might be late. That's your prerogative. I don't want to take anyone's rights away from addressing the full board, but as I said, we lose. It's like a bell curve. You know, we don't have a quorum. We've got it for just a short window. Down. Marino Martinez, followed by Oscar Johnson. Dr. Clyde Williams, you please come forward.
Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno, Northeast LA. You have a lot of issues in the consent calendar. The basic element is that there should be more visibility, more transparency of these consent items for the review by the public. The consent items. I got positioned down. Okay. That's it. Sorry.
Thank you. Malcolm Klugman.
Well, I was going to discuss a particular problem, and maybe somebody here can actually deal with it, but probably not. But there's a problem at the station at Hollywood and Vine. Now that they built that W project there, there's a disco there, and it has a rope line. And these people, it's on a Friday or Saturday night, are in the rope line. And when you get up off the escalator or the elevator from the train station, you can't get through because there are all these people in suits and nice dresses blocking your way because they're waiting to get into the disco. Somebody's got to arrange that and make it so that people can get off the subway and get where they're trying to go.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Leahy says he will look into that. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. My name is Oscar Johnson. I speak for the oppressed. I speak for the struggling poor, and I speak for culture change. We need to end government waste. We need to end construction fraud. We need better buses. We need better bus operators. We need better bus services in Los Angeles. Seems as though the mayor of Varagosa is only interested in more rails and more high-rising, and I don't think that's the way to go. We'd like to thank God for our president, President Barack Obama, and we support our president, and we support the way that our president is trying to direct our country. We need to have a partnership. We need to have a partnership with all people that are trying to do something to make a change. We need to change our way of doing our business today. We see that the African-American people makes up 60% of the American workforce, and there are only 300 million people in America, and 30 million African-America, and 260 million mainstream America. European America only makes up 35% of American workforce. That's got to change. The rich keep continuing to make their wealth out the poor.
Thank you. Stacey Williams.
Yeah, just to support them for their comment.
Followed by John Walsh.
Good morning. I want to ask you this morning to think about your intentions regarding the fare increase. Those individuals, including myself, who will be impacted by this fare increase, make significant contributions to society. We use the bus system as a means for getting to work 7 days a week, cleaning the homes, schools, and office buildings of others, and taking care of children in daycare centers and private homes. We are needed, and we want to do our jobs appropriately. For those of us who do not make a lot of money, the MTA fare increases and service reductions prevent us from getting to work and school. It's hard to maintain a job when you can't afford to get there. A 20% fare increase is simply prohibitive. Please work with us to create a win-win situation for both of us. Approval of an open hearing is a step in that direction. Thank you.
Mr. Walsh, followed by Antonio Lopez.
Public hearing now, no fare increase. John Walsh blogging at HollywoodHighlands.org. We put a new post up this morning concerning the mayor and MTA. It's up there. It's a world exclusive. The mayor followed Obama on Tuesday morning to the tarmac. He ran after him saying, I want Subway from hell money. I want Subway from hell money. There are pictures of it. Garcetti took them. It's a fact. And you know what the President of the United States said? I'll think about it. Well, if he's going to think about it, I'm going to tell you, there's not going to be a mayor of the city of Los Angeles because we have a petition right here to recall the mayor. Yesterday, we collected 5,000 signatures. And today, I will collect at least 100 signatures, and maybe some of you will be signing it, under the mayor's nose. Yeah. If he can get out of bed.
Thank you.
And get dressed and disappear. You don't say thank you to 000. Thank you.
Antonio Lopez. Yes. Is the interpreter available?
Good morning. Buenos días. Ya está. Buenos días a todos los que se encuentran aquí en esta sala y fuera de esta sala.
Good morning to everybody who is here present.
Les quiero decir, a base de la SB 1070-10 de la ley de Arizona, que tomen todos conciencia.
I want to tell you that everybody take conscious of the SB, ¿qué número?
SB 1070-10. Lo que les quiero decir, que esta tierra es de aquellos reyes, de esas manos trabajadoras que habitan y son dueños de todos aquellos indios. Esta tierra es de todos nosotros. Este continente desde Asia, este continente desde África, este continente desde el europeo y Unión Americana, debemos de comprendernos unos con otros y desde arriba hasta abajo nunca vemos fronteras, por lo cual al hacer esta ley estarían violando completamente la Constitución donde estamos y los derechos de todos. Yo pido que vete la ley para que trabaje la señora, la gobernadora de Arizona, con todos nosotros. Esta tierra es de todos nosotros. Comprendámonos.
Okay. I want you to know that this land belongs to the kings, to the working people, because and to all the people that live here, this is all our land. And it's good for us to all work together so that we understand each other, and also for the governor of Arizona so that she can work along with us and just to bend that law.
Thank you.
Que veten esa ley.
Thank you,
to ban that law.
Simmons?
My heart will be with all of you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you, sir. Clint Simmons, followed by Arnold Sachs.
Good morning. I have some handouts.
And hand them to the clerk, and we'll receive them and take them into the record.
Presenting the Expo Commander United. Well, wait, I better wait till the handouts go first.
Go ahead, sir. Well,
I want to make sure you get the handouts because sometimes when you don't have them, you don't read them. And so that's the principle of being here, to make sure that you do.
Please, we've got it. He's going around. Okay. We're listening.
The handouts is a bulletin that shows the inequities on phase one of the Expo line. I noticed that you are out trying to get federal money to handle other projects within the MTA REAM. The government never gives out a loan money whenever there's an environmental justice lawsuit taking place within that particular area. So if you think that you can get money from the federal government while there is an injustice lawsuit taking place specifically in phase one where the inequities exist, and as you can see, looking at the diagram around USC, 400 feet past USC, you find a complete different rail system from there all the way to the Culver City line. And this is in the bulletin, so hopefully you will get a chance to take a look at it and take action. But I can assure you, you will have a difficult time if you can get money from the federal government while there is an environmental justice lawsuit taking place. So thank you for giving me a chance.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Arnold Sachs, followed by Pamela Marquez.
Good morning, board. Quick couple of questions, Chairman. What's to stop? You said that if we want to take public comment now, you could put it to the end of the meeting. Based on the fact that there's only six of you here, six, what's to stop people from leaving at the end of the meeting? You're starting the meeting without quorum. So what's the big deal? That's why I like coming here. You have an information sheet out in the lobby that says, if you wish to address the board, please fill out the salmon-colored request to speak forms and hand them in before 9:45. Yet inside the meeting, your clerk is going around, you need to hand the cards in before 9:30. So is there a time differential there between outside and inside? Then you have, in accordance with the Ralph M. Brown Act, public comment will not be taken on items previously considered at a committee meeting where the public was given the opportunity to comment. Then right after that, it says comments on the consent calendar items may be submitted in writing or made during general public comment at the end of the meeting. So which is it? Is there a violation of the Brown Act and it's just the timing of the Brown Act, or is it not a violation of the Brown Act? That's why I like coming to the board, because everything is explained in detail. Thank you. That's a cut, by the way.
If you could put that in writing, we'll be happy to review that. I'm serious. Pamela Marquez?
My name is Pamela Marquez. I'm representing Concerned Neighbors of El Sereno. I wanted to bring attention to our unique community that is located at the Emory Park Tract, which overlaps El Sereno and Alhambra. It's a unique community that is right in the pathway of any 710 extension, north extension that would take place. I wanted to bring attention to our unique community. It's a historical community that has been recognized as the Emory Park Tract, and I would hope that this board would take into consideration the devastation that a tunnel portal would cause in our neighborhood, and to please keep in mind that removing that portal north to the south of Valley Boulevard is essential to preserve our community. So thank you.
Thank you. Mariano Martinez. Dr. Clyde Williams, you have already submitted a card and had a chance to speak. Salvador Mejia. Jose Rodriguez.
Good morning. Morning. I am Mariano Martinez. We're trying to so the MTA reinstate the bus number 18 to Whittier, because in Whittier we doesn't have any transportation at night time. Montebello line is stopped at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the days of the week. But after that, until 5 o'clock in the morning, we don't have any transportation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Jose Rodriguez. Salvador Mejia.
Good morning, everyone. Here, my comment is so simple and so short.
Sir, are you Salvador? I'm sorry. Are you Salvador or Jose?
No, you say Jose Rodriguez.
Jose, yes.
That's correct?
Yes. Okay. I'd called two names, but I wasn't sure.
No problem. I'm really against the increase of fare. That's really going to affect a lot of people here in L.A. I will say no, period. We don't need increased fare. A lot of people don't have a job right now. A lot of people don't even have a part-time job. You know, I don't have a job. I've been unemployment for almost 2 years. All right? So no, an increasing fare, at least at this time, no. What we need is better buses, clean buses, and more buses. Stop making construction on the rail, on the train, that they spend a lot of money and a lot of time. We need more buses, we need better service, and no, an increased fare. No! Please, no!
Salvador Mejia, you're present? Are there any other cards for... Oh, yes.
Buenos días, mi nombre es Salvador Mejia.
Good morning, my name is Salvador Mejia. I've lived in East LA for 40 years. I've seen a lot of racist policies being approved on this board. Director Huizar, you're not listening to your people. Line 31 and 33 is being cut. Racist policies are being approved through this board.
Yo fui una de las personas que anduve detrás de José Huizar comiendo virotes pan duro allá donde para que estuviera, para que estuviera aquí sentando.
Director Huizar, Director Huizar, I was one of the people that was eating pan dulce in the mornings, walking for you so that you could actually be sitting here today.
Escuchando allá subiendo los cerros para alimentar la gente para que votara por él.
Walking uphill so that you could be here today. So that you can then try to stomp on us like cockroaches with this fare increase. And discontinuing the 30 and 33 line is just unjust. Those of us that have different abilities need better service, and many of you are comfortable in your cars, and we're depending on the bus system.
I live on Boyle Heights,
in Boyle Heights, and Soto. And no one's paying attention to this. I have spoken.
Salvador Mejia.
Salvador Mejia, thank you.
Michelle, are there any other cards for public comment?
Better be appointed than elected to.
I don't have any other cards for public comment. I'm
elected to this
There's a rumor that we may have a quorum, and well, I haven't gone back to see for myself, but that's what I'm going to do, is go in and try and round up any directors. Would you like to? Yeah, tell them that we're ready to start. Agent of Orange.
Oh, good.
I've sent Richard Katz to round them up.
All of them.
I need Director Fasana.
All of them that are in the back.
All of them.
Anyone else?
They don't even have a meeting here.
We don't need just enough for a quorum. All of them that are in the building should be here.
Come on now.
Walk out.
Hey, are we ready? Okay, we're ready to have a meeting. We're ready to have a meeting. You asked for it from your word, from your lips to the director's chairs, Mr. Walsh.
Tell the mayor to get out of bed with his girlfriend.
All right, let's have quiet. That's enough, Mr. Walsh. That's enough. I would like to call the meeting of April 22nd to order. May we have the roll call, please?
Director Antonovich, Director Du Bois,
here.
Director Fasana, Director Huizar,
here.
Director Katz,
here.
Director Robinson,
here.
Chair Najarian.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Does that include Director Fasana?
Yes.
John? Oh, you're there. Okay. Thank you. I would like to invite Director Du Bois to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. Please stand. Flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I have a request from previous request from Director Molina to pull item 34 from the consent calendar for discussion. Do you know what? Do we have a report? Or is there anything we can? Okay. In the absence of Director Molina, I'm going to ask for a brief report from Mr. Leahy and then take on that item.
Can I interrupt, Mr. Chair? There's something I'd like to say before we get started. And if you'd allow me the time to do it now, I'd really appreciate it.
Closer to Mike.
All right. Thank you. I'll wait, as requested.
Okay. I have received notice that Director Molina would like us to wait. Therefore, I'm going to see if anyone will agree to approve the consent calendar, make the motion with item 34 pulled. We'll address that when.
Second.
We've lost a quorum. Is he in the corner? Okay, as long as he's within earshot. Okay, I have a motion and a second for the consent calendar. If there's...
He needs to come.
If there's no objection, the consent calendar will be approved absent item 34. The next item is the approval of minutes of the regular meeting. That's on consent. Okay. I'm going to go to the chair's report. And instead of me speaking, as I usually do, make a few comments, I'm going to defer my time to Director Du Bois and then see if any other director would like to also make a comment. Director Du Bois.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Before we begin this meeting, I'd like to take a few minutes to discuss boardroom decorum. During the last couple of board meetings, we've been subjected to disrespectful and inappropriate behavior and outbursts from certain members of the public. You all know the instances I'm referring to, and I'm sure you all find them as uncomfortable and distasteful as I do. Some of you on this board are much more tolerant of these personal attacks, inappropriate outbursts, and crass sexual innuendos than I am. I'd like to state that I find this behavior intolerable and demeaning to the process and the work we do here. It is absolutely ridiculous to sit here and feel uncomfortable or disgusted or embarrassed at such behavior. If this were a workplace environment, it would undoubtedly be considered hostile. We would not ask our employees to tolerate this behavior, and neither should we. Continuing to tolerate it demeans our work, the process, and us as public officials, and it is also demeaning to those of you sitting here listening to the board and wanting to be helpful in the process. Now, I understand that some of the issues we deliberate arouse passion and emotions, and that's fine. That's understandable. However, that does not justify the outbursts and inappropriate behavior. For the most part, for instance, the Bus Riders Union membership is to be commended, if I may continue, for expressing their viewpoint with passion and emotion while still maintaining respect. And they and others are to be applauded for that. I don't always agree with them, but I do respect them for their viewpoint. So now I'm coming to the point of my ask, Mr. Chair. I'm asking that individuals that do not stay on point addressing the issues outlined in the report under discussion and choose instead to revert to inappropriate personal attacks, sexual innuendo, and other inappropriate behavior, be warned to cease immediately, and if they do not comply immediately, that they be removed from the podium and banned from public comment for a period of 3 months. I, for one, will not continue to sit here and tolerate continuation of this type of behavior. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Director Du Bois. Would any other director like to use some of my time to address any subject that they'd like? Okay.
Is that policy, or is that, are you suggesting a policy or something for the chair to follow in principle? Do we have that as policy, board policy?
It is in the rules and procedures.
It's in the rules and procedures.
Unfortunately, it's a very subjective standard, and every chair has his or her own level of comfort in terms of where do you draw the line, when do you stop the First Amendment, and when do you cross into inappropriate speech. And it's not very easy. I struggle with that every meeting. And my position is that if there's any doubt, I usually defer to the individual's right to speak. And I do try to. Unfortunately, many times, once the words come out, the words are out, and you can't unring the bell. And we all sit here with some of us with shocked faces, some of us with smirks, but the words come out. But I do think the intent of Director Du Bois is very valorous, is that we have to try and bring the tone down on the personal attacks. Let's argue the issues, from sun up till sundown. But when we get into personal issues, I think we need to really try and stay away. Because quite frankly, we start to tune that out. When we hear personal attacks and innuendos and comments that are off topic and completely unrelated to the issue at hand, naturally we just begin to turn down the volume in our own mind. And that's not fair to you, where you may have one or two very good ideas amidst a few personal issues or tangential comments. Thank you. Okay. No other comments.
I'll support the general statement. I think the rules are in place for the chair to implement. Is there in place against personal attacks?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Walsh. I'm looking to my directors and making sure there's no comment from them. And I do have two cards. I have a card from Mr. Walsh and Mr. Sachs.
There are laws of libel and slander. Per quad means that if you slander somebody without mentioning their name, you can be sued. If there's been any crass sexual innuendo and every meeting is taped, I want to know who said it and when. I want you to know that the Murphys, which goes back to the Revolutionary War, my relatives, fought so the First Amendment right would be enjoyed by all of you newcomers. And he was severely injured. Peter Murphy was severely injured. And I want you to know that Mr. Najarian comes from a country, Soviet Armenia, or his relatives, where they treated people like me by pulling them out and shooting them through the head. Thank you, Mr. Najarian. Thank you for the First Amendment. And the First Amendment includes being disrespectful. I'm sorry. Amend it.
Thank you. Mr. Sachs. This is not open mic. These are cards that are submitted for item 3, the chair's report.
Good morning again, Arnold Sachs. I appreciate you making those remarks, Chairman Du Bois, but there was a couple of things that you mentioned. If, in fact, this was a workplace environment, the board member showing up late would be written up, docked, and then fired.
also going to tolerate behavior because I also know that there's a bus driver's bill of rights. You have a commissioner's bill of rights. What about a public's bill of rights to have the meeting start, to have a full quorum, to have a full meeting? Because this is one opportunity a month to hear the public. Now, we can go to other meetings and discuss it, but it's not a full board. And you may go to Santa Monica and want to talk transit at Santa Monica. You may want to go to the County Board of Supervisors and talk transit there. You may want to go to City Council. But it's not a full board. And as far as starting to tune people out, Chairman Jarian, when you don't have a full board, we're already tuned out. So what's the difference? What the hell is the difference? Excuse my expression.
Thank you, Mr. Sachs. I don't have any cards on the chair report.
I'm really sorry. I know this is out of order. We're trying to get a card in, but we just as an organization that has represented 500,000 bus riders for the last 15 years, we just have to express how against we are an attempt to try to silence the public. People, we're not supporting people's inappropriateness, but you have to understand that people are heated, that people are angry, and people are frustrated because we also come here every month.
Richard.
And sometimes we're uncomfortable at the fact that we have conversations with elected officials and we get no response. So Director Dubois, I hear you. I hear the inappropriateness is not okay, but we cannot support and we really hope this board does not try to support any type of policy that would limit people's First Amendment right.
On to the CEO report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to just recognize one of our employees, Mike Cannell. Mike, could you come up, please? Mike is the general manager of rail operations. He's been with the MTA since 2007. He's directed, of course, rail transit operations, maintenance of way, fleet services, procurements, new starts, capital projects, scheduling, a raft of activities that are essential. It's been my pleasure to work with Mike over the past several years, both in Orange County and here. He's a great leader with passion, as the board knows. Determination is a tireless work ethic, and I would really underline that one. A keen eye for detail, and he always strives to do the best for the MTA and the customers. Mike, thank you. Good luck. Mike is leaving the MTA next week and wish you the very best.
Thank you, Art.
Anything?
I just wanted one comment. I just want to working with Art has been a pleasure. I wanted to read an email that he sent me 3 weeks ago. He was on the red line, and he says, "This train's late 2 minutes." I looked at my wife. I said, "Is that a compliment or a complaint?" I'm not sure. But, all right, thanks for your detail to the operations and for the honor to be a steward for this great organization for so long. Thank you.
Hey, Mike. Mike, if I could, let me just add to what our CEO said, Mike, you and I haven't always agreed on stuff, but I appreciated the dedication you brought to the job and your service to the MTA and the folks in LA County. And we appreciate all your hard work and thank you for that and look forward to your next chapter. So.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And Mike, fight on.
No, go Bucks.
That's fine. Take that from the record, right?
You have the resolution.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you for your hard work.
I was good. I'm from Ohio.
That's right. We want to roast it.
Got it?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, we do have public comment. I have several cards. Dr. Clyde Williams, John Walsh, Arnold Sachs, and Joy Verestressen.
Are we going to have the presentation first?
Chair, there was a question
yes.
from the speaker.
Are we going to have the presentation first and then make comments, or make comments on a presentation that we haven't seen?
Okay, card has been...
I've got a question. Public comment. Is this where we're taking public comment on the individual agenda items, or is this just general public comment?
No, actually, this is
number
a,
four.
These are cards that I've received, which are specifically tagged to the CEO's report, item four.
Which has already been given?
Well, the CEO's report was commenced, and the proclamation was given to Mr. Cannell. So before we close that item, there are requests for...
It wasn't circulated on the webpage, but anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to speak to item four, the CEO's report, or would you like to defer and pass?
Actually, I remember the CEO's report, so.
Okay, Mr. Williams, why don't you have a seat for just a moment? Let me go to Mr. Walsh. I will call you back.
Mr. Cannell has done an excellent job for all writers. Thank you. HollywoodHighlands.org.
That's what I'm talking about. So that was part of the CEO's report, and the comments are reflective of that report. If you'd like to speak about the tunnel, I know that's your favorite thing. That's probably not pertinent to the CEO's report.
Directly to the CEO's report, because this was rail operations, and one of the things that it did indicate was that there is consideration now of a tunnel alternative for the high-speed rail from Union Station north. And that was included, was in the fine print in one of the slides. So I was quite encouraged by that. I would, however, recommend that you consider that that the rail be underground from 12th Street through Union Station, just kind of on this side of the building here, and then continued all the way to the San Fernando Road, Glendale Boulevard, Glendale Freeway intersection. It was in that report. Tunneling for the high-speed rail north of MTA Terminal.
Okay, Arnold Sachs. Followed by, pardon the pronunciation, Judy Verestressen.
Judy Verestressen.
Verestressen. Okay, thank you.
Thank you again. Very quickly, since the presentation involves somebody with rail operations, again, I'd also ask, echoing Mr. Klugman's remarks regarding the stop at Hollywood and Vine with the W Hotel, the stop at 7th and Metro for the subways, where it stops right by the escalator, can that be looked at? Because during rush hour, when the people crowd to the entrances for the train to get on, and you have people coming off, there is a definite mix. Can this stop be moved back like 10 feet from the escalator that goes up to the blue line? It's creating a real hazard for the people getting on and off the trains. That's number one. Number two, I know that you look into advertising maybe. Could you look into Santa Monica Blue Lines have big blue buses have advertising on the front of the buses where the bike racks are. They're attached to the bike racks. Could that be looked into as far as for the MTA bike racks? And finally, I also noticed today a lap band surgery advertising. I don't know if you've read in the newspaper recently that there's a lot of problems with the people that run that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sachs. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to jump around a little bit in the agenda. There are certain directors that are on their way, recovering from surgery, that needed a little bit of extra time to get here. So I'm going to go to have a card. This is... do that in just a moment. I'm going to raise item 55 and go to Director Fasana for a motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had brought a motion forward with Director Molina as well. And I understand that there are people here to speak today in support of this motion. There are people here to speak in opposition. There are people that have other hybrids. I know that there's been some concern based on your request earlier to not move the motion forward that we would that it would be held indefinitely. I think there's an understanding that this item will be heard next month and things will be decided one way or the other, or maybe a third way, as far as the 710 North extension. So what I would like to do is make a motion at this point to extend this, to carry this item over to the next board agenda. Yeah, with the understanding that action will take place next month.
There's a motion and a second. And Mr. Fasana, part of my representations are going to be that I will honor those statements, and I will not remove the item or try to defer the item for the next month's meeting. And I think we should be ready to address it and speak to it. The item will still be subject to the committee process. Should there be any clarifications, requests, additional information submitted from whoever, that's still open. So all rights are reserved. All rights to comment and to deal with this motion are reserved, but my representation is I will not remove it from the agenda.
I appreciate that, and I think the understanding I have from the elected officials here on both sides and from others is that with the understanding this will be carried over, it may move this meeting along, recognizing that there will be many here next month who, from my standpoint, certainly support the project and want to see it move ahead.
Thank you. Are there comments on that motion? Director Antonovich.
One of the problems that we have, you have a number of individuals who had signed up, many elected officials and community leaders who've been down here, and this is not the first time to speak on this item. And each time we have them come down, to have it delayed is not proper. This has been a project that has had regional significance. I know in one of the valleys that I represent, 29 of the 31 cities support this. Pasadena had a referendum approximately, 5, 6, 7 years ago where they had a strong support for that closure. One of the cities, South Pasadena, has been open to the tunnel. La Cañada did take a position to oppose it, but the other cities had taken formal positions of support. And it was in Measure R. The amount of money that was allocated as firewall. That means it has to be spent for that, and it is the San Gabriel Valley COG's number one priority. So we are talking about a process of moving forward to have that environmental documentation come forward with a report relative to mitigations and other types of suggestions and recommendations before this body takes a formal position. But having that information available is keeping in concert with the people who voted for the Measure R with that provision in there, and keeping faith with the cities that have taken formal positions and have energized the citizens in that community to be involved in the process. So we ought not to be place a chokehold on an issue that has to move forward to keep faith with the people who want that environmental study to be made so we can have all of the facts before us before we make a final decision.
Okay. Are there any other comments on that?
Chair,
Dr. Huizar.
So far this item was pulled from the committee. Was it discussed in the planning committee or not?
It did not go to planning. It was introduced at construction. So
discussion on this item at the committee level?
I would, Mr.
It was not agendized on construction. I introduced it at construction for the full board consideration. This is the first time it has come forward to the full board. I mean, obviously the corridor has been discussed many times in the past, but this motion has not gone yet through the committee process. It had been pulled from the committee. So I put it back just so that the board would be able to take action on this. Obviously, I want to move it forward, but I think the agreement is that we will carry it forward next month, but that it will be on the committees next month.
Okay.
And we'll move forward, and we'll have an up or down or maybe slightly around vote on this to get it moving forward.
Well, I would certainly support waiting a month on this so that we could have that discussion in committee. And I don't think this would, whether you support it or against it, will affect the timing, the schedule on this project either way. So a month delay will allow us to have more discussion but not affect the schedule whether you support it or not. So it's a good thing to do. Thanks.
And I would, of course, support putting it over for 1 month. Among some of the reasons are there in this last 24-hour period, perhaps 48-hour period, there's been a flurry of communications from very important stakeholders, both for, both against, and everyone's trying to match it up with the language and trying to better understand the intent of the motion. I think it would do us certainly no harm to put this off for 30 days, go through the entire staff cycle, committee cycle, and at least understand exactly what the motion is and where some of the important stakeholders are commenting and addressing. I would request, technically it's item 55, we would be entitled to public comment, but I would request that those people who came prepared to speak to the merits of this motion, please pardon this last deferral and let us take a vote on deferring it for the next month rather than getting into the full comments.
And Mr. Chairman, recognizing, I think the elected officials have already agreed to do that, but I'm not sure about the other members of the public.
Right, and certainly I can't, you know, this is Brown Act, this is the an item related to the subject. But my suggestion in a friendly manner would be to keep your comments fresh and present them next month, when we bring this item up to the full board. But I do want to see the cards, and I do have to call the cards. And if you choose not to speak, please say pass. Donald Voss? Thank you. Barbara Messina? Mayor Tom King? Julianne Hines? Dr. Clyde Williams? Pass. Thank you. Lee Dolly? Sean Murphy? Damon Nagami? John Walsh? Thank you, Mr. Walsh. Francisco Arizon? Judy Beristressen? Pass. Sherry Stubbs? Thank you. Dr. Bill Sherman?
Pass.
Janet Irvin?
Pass.
Susan Bolin?
Pass.
Harry Knapp?
Harry Knapp's off pass. The only reason it didn't pass is I do have some new information I wanted to present that you should consider between now and next month when you hear it again. In the report, it mentioned zones 4, 5, and one having Superfund sites, and they have a negative connotation to not choose those zones, plus the motion itself eliminates those zones and leaves it with Zone 3. And Friday, April 16th, Star News had an article, the EPA plans Valley cleanup, and there's a map on there showing South Pasadena, Alhambra, San Marino, parts of Temple City and El Sereno as being a Superfund site that needs cleanup, and that Superfund site is mentioned nowhere in the report. So, I think I did send you a copy of that article. So, if you could distribute that to the committee and so forth, and investigate it between now and next month, and have some comments on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Harry Knapp. That was Mr. Knapp. Arnold Sachs. Pamela Marquez. Thank you. Val Marquez. Mary Ann Parada?
Yeah.
I understand. Go ahead, Mr.
Very quickly, my comments refer to pertain to what Supervisor Antonovich mentioned about this project being, the funding being firewall. That meaning that the money in the Measure R must be spent on this project. So if the money is already allocated, can't be spent on anything else, what's the sense of putting it off and putting it off and putting off? Because you're going to raise funding through Measure R for this project, and it's got to be spent, according to what the supervisor said, on this project. So where does that leave the public as far as yes, no vote coming a month, 2 months, 3 months down the highway? Money's allocated for Measure R for this project. What happens?
James McGuire? Thank you. Dennis Woods? I'm sorry, was that a pass? Pass, thank you. Fred Ortega? And Francisco Arizon? Pass, okay. Thank you very much. So the issue before us is to defer this item for 1 month and to be placed on next month's agenda through the appropriate committees and staff development. We have a motion and a second. I'm going to assume that Director Antonovich will be opposed. Are there any other directors opposed to this motion?
We have consent to go
for 1 month. Okay. Then that item will be passed unanimously. Thank you, everyone, for coming and understanding what we were doing and participating, and I apologize for bringing you out. We'll be discussing this through the committees and at next month's board meeting. And if you'd like to get up and go, I will take a pause for you to do that. Otherwise, there's plenty of other exciting things before us.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Okay, item 27, please. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Linda Bybee, DEO of Regional Communications. The Crenshaw Leadership Council is a multiple-year community outreach program that will be structured as a standing body that broadly represents the interests and population of the corridor. The responsibilities of the council will be advisory and will contribute to the formation of 7 to 10 specialized performance pods that will consider specific disciplines and major topics that correlate to the introduction of a new transit system. Excuse me, I'm going to get my glasses on. These pods will have a discrete set of tasks and engage professional expertise as required to fulfill the primary goal to educate and prepare the community for design, construction, operation, and economic development that accompanies the stages of the process that bring a new system into the public domain as permanent infrastructure. It is the intent of this program to reach deeply into the communities to educate and share the processes involved in bringing a transit system to fruition. The selected consultant team, managed by LAC MTA staff, will have the responsibility to fulfill the goals of this program, including special attention to the vitality of small business interests, community institutions, and all stakeholders during the course of construction. Implementation of this program may serve as a new model for early and broad-reaching community involvement that fosters understanding, pride, and ownership of the public investment in new transit systems. This is really an outgrowth of lessons learned in terms of the introduction of a new system into communities. And in the past, we have had major transit systems planned, constructed, and operated that have had some form of sustained community participation. But it sometimes proved disjointed as it moved from one major phase to another. This resulted in missing the mark on some of the public's major concerns, creating misunderstanding, mistrust, and sometimes legal actions that impacted project schedules. By adopting this model of formalized broad participation that spans the major project phases, the intent is to bring the community's interests forward, manage expectations, and deliver the system more efficiently with the added value of a strong sense of ownership of the system and the assets it brings through mobility and economic development. The consultant team that we are bringing forward to the board for their approval has very strong grassroots connections in the Crenshaw corridor. It is led by a small business enterprise located within that corridor and came forward with some very creative solutions to reach deeply into the community, involve the community in the process, and educate and to the opportunities that will be coming forward from this major investment.
Thank you. We have several cards. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, let's go to the speakers. Dr. Clyde Williams and Arnold Sachs.
Is this enough budget? I don't think so. You'll find that Crenshaw, as indicated earlier, is quite interested in this particular project, and that the Crenshaw LAX transit corridor will impact the various areas within that part of Los Angeles City. So we're quite concerned as to, number one, as to the scope of these outreach supports and how it will involve the communities. We have a lot of problems over on that side. We also would like to have specifically neighborhood councils involved. And why don't you make it a 5-year program, that is the total construction period plus the design period, so that it works that way. So I'd say eliminate the 2-year option, make it part of the program itself. That is, exercise the option now rather than later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sachs.
Thank you again, Arnold Sachs. City Council just took a similar action on Friday. And so when I was in that meeting, I put a card in and asked regarding the Crenshaw Corridor, what the parameters of the Crenshaw Corridor are. We see in this item it goes to LAX. But what about eastbound? Because I asked if the 110 freeway is part of the Crenshaw Corridor, a la the Mid-City Corridor, which stretches from Hollywood all the way to the Expo Line. And I was told by Councilman Parks, who got up and reiterated, that Crenshaw and the 110 freeway both go in the same direction, which doesn't really answer the question. My point being that if the Crenshaw line includes the 110 freeway, and the 110 freeway is under the auspices of the HOV lanes, and the HOV lanes are going to generate money for projects within that corridor, will the Crenshaw line fall under that corridor? Will the Crenshaw line benefit from fares that are generated from the HOV lane? That was my question. Can somebody explain it? I do know they both run in north and south. And if you're going to the airport, how far to the east does the corridor extend?
Thank you. Okay, I don't have any other cards for comment on this item. And we will be receiving a full scoping from the consultants on this item. And I do think it's very important that that they perform a robust outreach program. The worst thing that can happen is the stakeholders to say they didn't listen to us or they didn't contact us. So I'm hoping for very good results from this firm. We have a motion and a second. Are there any directors who wish to comment on this item? If not, let me ask if there's anyone opposed to this item proceeding. This item passes without objection.
Thank you.
We need to go back to item 15. There was a conflict on our consent calendar. And I'd like someone to make a motion to reconsider item 15. With a second?
Second.
Okay, with no objections to that. I would now ask someone to introduce item 15. Mr. Katz, motion by Mr. Katz. It was a conflict issue with one of the directors. Seconded by Director Du Bois. With the conflicts being noted on item 15, I think we have enough to approve that. And no objections, item 15 is approved. And I do need to announce that item 5 on the consent calendar was approved. However, as always, as is our policy, that approval is subject to a resolution of the protest that was filed on this item. Okay, let's move on. Good morning, Director O'Connor. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate your efforts to come forward. I know you must be in some pain.
A teeny bit, but... Well, one could argue, no.
These meetings now.
Okay. Let's move to item 33, please. Mr. Yale.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the staff presentation.
Okay, Paul, let me... comment on this?
Yes.
Members, we're asking here for approval of support for the proposal to accelerate the package of transit projects in Measure R. And I know there's been a great deal of discussion about including the roads program in this as well. I think this offers the potential, great potential for project acceleration to bring the benefits to taxpayers earlier, and of course for jobs creation in Southern California. There's a series of provisions in the recommendation which are designed to address various concerns of certain offices to ensure that we maintain the Measure R package of projects. We would note that this program would be consistent with the long-range transportation plan. In the event that the board approves this as recommended, staff would proceed to continue an evaluation of the concept, to further develop it, to work with USDOT and others to develop the idea and the details, the mechanics. We would develop an assertive legislative package in Washington, D.C., and that would it would also help inform our request on the reauthorization that will be considered next year. So it'd be my request that you approve this, Mr. Taylor.
Thank you. I just have a couple of I want to point out a couple of revisions to the wording in the staff report. On page 7, there's a discussion of the Gold Line Foothill extension from Pasadena that indicates that it would be pursued consistent with the LRTP. No action here today would change that, but it should be noted that extending beyond Azusa is in Measure R, and that the Gold Line Foothill extension is a top priority for non-New Starts federal funding. On page 11, I call your attention to the table, which is at the top of the page, headed cost estimates, and just correct that the line that's there for the exposition project phase 2, instead of the $1.292 billion, should read $1.519 billion. And that completes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And I do have many speakers who've waited patiently and wish to address this item. And without any objection from my colleagues, I will go to the public. And let's go through this, and we'll all have a chance to make comments. Let's start. We're trying to get the electeds and representatives of the electeds in here. So let's see if we did this appropriately. Mayor Tom King, followed by Mayor Ray Dunton.
Mr. Chairman, I'm here representing the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments, representing 40% of the unincorporated cities in Los Angeles County, 25% of the workforce, and 34 government entities east of here. It's the position of the San Gabriel Valley Council of Governments to support this with the modifications which can be implemented by Mr. Fasano. And thank you for your time, and we want to be standing with you in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Dunton.
Good morning. My name is Ray Dunton, Mayor of the City of Bellflower, also Vice President of the Gateway Cities Council of Governments that represent 27 Southeast cities in Los Angeles County. As you know, Director Du Bois brought this initiative discussion before the Gateway Cog Transportation Committee. and the Board of Directors. We sent a letter expressing our concerns with the 3010 initiative being limited to accelerating the projects. We understand that this initiative becomes MTA policy and will expand the acceleration measure of our highway program as well. We can now support this initiative as part of the MTA's legislative program that will work with the MTA and the City of Los Angeles to promote this concept in Washington, D.C. As a primary focus for our efforts and to ensure that the federal government develops a financing program inconsistent with moving the 3010 and all Measure R projects forward to achieve the jobs and economic recovery desired for the Los Angeles County. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilmember Bill Rosendahl, followed by Richard Slauson.
First, I want to thank our mayor real quickly. When he was walking the president up to the Air Force One the other day, he said, "And Mr. President, 3010. President's looking like this. What is he talking about?" What he's talking about is one of the best news stories in L.A. County. We're going through so many budget issues everywhere. Everybody's freaking out. But we, the people, in 2008 said yes to Measure R. Now let's accelerate it. Let's, in the next 10 years, do what would have taken 30 years. I want to be alive to be able to take that mass transit. Folks, it will create 165,000 jobs right now, and we need jobs more than anywhere else in the United States, and it will leave 2,800 permanent jobs, which of course would be great. It will deal with the air quality, the carbon footprint will go down, and you know, when it's all said and done, the people will have gotten where they put their money is. So we say, federal government, help us accelerate it, give us some matching monies, let's make 10 years happen for 12 projects. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Richard Slauson.
Good morning, board members, Chair Najarian. I'm Richard Slauson with the LA Orange County Building and Construction Trades Council. And I can tell you, we need the jobs. In Los Angeles and Orange County right now, we have 35,000 crafts workers that are unemployed. Crafts workers that would be working on projects that the 3010 program can move forward. Craftspeople who have families that are suffering, and many have lost their homes and many will lose their homes if we don't find a way to stimulate the economy. Here, with the help of Mayor Villaraigosa, we have a plan that is our own stimulus in Los Angeles, a way to create jobs for the folks here that need the employment and incomes to maintain their families. This will not only be construction workers, it will put architects, engineers, suppliers to work immediately on projects that are necessary for transportation programs throughout the area. We support this wholeheartedly. We had a rally in downtown Los Angeles that brought almost 1,000 people together to support jobs for Los Angeles. And we also traveled to Washington, D.C. this week, and met with our congressional delegation, who all support this idea for the 3010. Thank you very much.
Dane?
Could I ask everyone that's not going to speak and that's in favor of this to stand up for a moment and be recognized, please? Thank you. And those that are going to speak. Thank you.
Followed by Gerard Wright. Denny Zane, Gerard Wright, and Shomari Davis.
Board members, congratulations on the opportunity that you have today. I apologize for the condition of my voice. I've been speaking to far too many people, far too often, far too loudly, apparently. This is really an historic opportunity. I think the kind of thing that every elected official, I think, really runs for office to have the opportunity to do, to truly make a difference for our entire county. When Measure R was being put together, it was being careful, I think, to try to reflect the needs of the entire county. There were many other needs that weren't reflected in Measure R that yet have to be done, and they will be done. This step on Measure R to accelerate these projects will create that opportunity. After we accelerate these projects, we will complete a rail system thereafter to Ontario Airport to truly regionalize our airport system. We'll complete rail over the Sepulveda Pass, and we'll complete rail, I believe, from Hollywood Highland to Wilshire and connect with the Crenshaw Line. Then we will also finish the subway to the sea. It's time to move L.A. Thank you.
Thank you. Gerard Wright, followed by Shomari Davis.
Good morning, Metro Board. Gerard Wright, Transit Coalition Vice President. Just a brief statement that sometimes, as board of directors, you sometimes lose sight of the forest through the trees with personalities, politics, and just various, you know, intangibles. But what we have here, what 3010 is really all about, is trying to push the National Infrastructure Bank, push it to the forefront. Los Angeles, second largest city in the nation, 54 electoral votes. Senator Boxer was over here trying to get rally some funds. And this is a wonderful opportunity to push something that can provide benefits throughout the country, not just for Los Angeles with our Measure R projects, but with bicycle, ped, transportation. This is something that could really work for the rest of this country. And this is what 3010 is about. It's about putting forth the importance of a national infrastructure bank so that we do not have this infighting that we normally do at the Metro Board, but we actually become adults in the room. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Shomari Davis, followed by Martin Schlegeter.
Good morning, MTA Board. My name is Shomari Davis. I'm a business representative for IBEW Local 11, the Electricians Union. I represent about 7,500 electricians here in Los Angeles City and Los Angeles County. And I'm also a Los Angeles County resident residing in Monrovia. I urge the board to support this 3010 initiative, which is an innovative solution to mass transit and to job creation in Los Angeles, where there's a high unemployment rate in construction. IBEW alone is experiencing unemployment rate higher than the California average. I was personally privileged to go to Washington, D.C. to talk to Senator Barbara Boxer and others that would listen, and they were very favorable of this initiative. While the acceleration of such a transportation measure can create implementation problems, it's a good problem to have. With the leadership and talent of Los Angeles County and MTA, this can and will be achieved. Please support this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. Martin Schlegeter, followed by Doug Wilson.
Happy Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Martin Schlegeter with the Coalition for Clean Air. Environmentalists, and especially the Coalition for Clean Air, are very supportive of the 3010 initiative. A great concept for expediting what we need here in mass transit alternatives to clean up our air and deal with our climate crisis. I certainly recognize the additions to this policy that include highways in the pursuit of this. But I want to recognize that while you won't decline that money, I want to recognize our common ground on mass transit projects and ask that as we go forward in the details to pursue this money, Mr. Mayor and other board members, please pursue where we have the greatest common ground, and I believe that's in mass transit projects. We're very excited about this 3010 initiative. We'll be supporting it throughout our pursuit here. Thank you so very much, and have a great Earth Day.
Thank you. Doug Wilson, followed by Ron Green.
Evening, Board. I'm Doug Wilson. I'm representing Plumbers Local 78. And as stated before, we also have a lot of people out of work. We're currently about 40% out of work. Our members, Apprentice and Journeyman, are both all losing their houses or about to. And it'd be very noble of you if you guys would pass this thing and get our people back to work as well as the other trades. Thank you very much, and please vote yes on this.
Thank you. Ron Green. Ron Green, followed by Adrienne Martinez.
Just waiting for a couple other people. Hi, I'm Ron Green, and I represent AFSCME, Local 3634. We're the supervisors here at MTA. I have with me two young ladies who can introduce themselves and their titles.
Alice Goff, I'm the president of AFSCME District Council 36.
And Yvonne Wheeler, Area Field Services Director for AFSCME International.
We come today in support of the 3010 initiative. Our local has been involved with this project from its inception. I serve as a member of the board of directors of Move LA, and we're excited about the job opportunities that are associated with the new construction projects. In particular, we're really excited about the 2,800 permanent jobs that have been outlined that will be the end result of the hard work by the unions. And we ask that you support the 13 initiative, and let's move LA forward, and we're excited. Thank you.
Thank you. Adrian Martinez, followed by Jeremy Brown.
Hello, my name is Adrian Martinez, and I'm here on behalf of the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're here today to support the 3010 initiative, but we do have some concerns with some of the language proposed in the resolution. Specifically, we're concerned about the focus on excess highways, and we think 3010 is a transit initiative, and it needs to stay that way. We don't need to be distracted by some of these other highway projects that are might get built, but that need to be pushed. NRDC submitted and Coalition for Clean Air submitted a letter. I'm going to provide additional copies of those today where we lay out some points. But this is an exciting moment, and we think 3010 is a good proposal, and it should move forward, and we will continue to support. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeremy Brown, followed by Damon Nagami.
We're both from NRDC. Jeremy Brown, I'm just going to defer to him.
Thank you. Damon Nagami, staff attorney at NRDC. NRDC is a national environmental organization with over 1.3 members nationwide, over 250,000 of whom live in California. Just want to support what my colleague Adrian Martinez has said. I just wanted to add one specific thing, and that we oppose the Du Bois-O'Connor motion, which seeks to distract our leaders from securing the funds for transit by focusing on providing funds for highway projects. 3010 focuses on transit, and it should stay that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Gloria Ollard, pardon my pronunciation. Oland, I knew that. Marianne Kim, following Gloria.
Good morning. My name is Gloria Oland, and I have worked as a national advocate for transit and for transit-oriented development for the past decade, working mostly in Washington, D.C., and only recently returning to the political theater that is transit in Los Angeles. And as you all know, it's a super competitive environment for getting federal funding in Washington, D.C. these days, and that I think that it's very important that the region speak in a very loud and unified voice. We really made a splash by passing Measure R. I think a lot of people were impressed. And then when the mayor started talking about the 3010 plan, really got the attention of the media, the attention of Congress, attention of the U.S. DOT. I was at the Barbara Boxer hearing when the mayor made his case, and every committee member seemed very sympathetic, was paying a great deal of attention. And I think the fact that Barbara Boxer is politically vulnerable in Southern California provides us with a very special opportunity for getting federal funding. So, thank you.
Thank you. Marianne Kim?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Marianne Kim, and I'm from the Automobile Club of Southern California. You know, 2 years ago, our club outreached to 2.6 million members here in LA County, and we encouraged them to vote for Measure R. The reasons we like Measure R then and the reasons why we like Measure R now is because it's a multimodal program, and we see it as a multimodal program of effective projects, and more importantly, it's going to create many economic opportunities here in LA County. We see the 3010 plan both as innovative and very promising, and is something that we want to support, but we would like it to go further. We are very encouraged by the Du Bois-O'Connor motion to include highways. We think that focusing on only one mode of transit is not only not multimodal, but it goes against what the voter intent was. But we also would like to see language in the final 3010 plan that says that projects will not be delayed, or you will not reduce funding for Measure R projects or move money around between categories to accommodate certain projects. We want to work with Metro and our partners to push for 3010 in D.C., and we're encouraged by it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hillary Norton, followed by Diane Forte.
Good morning, board members. My name is Hillary Norton, and I am the executive director of Fixing Angeleno Stuck in Traffic, or FAST. And I am also here speaking on behalf of BizFed because the chair could not be here today. But I'm here to support the 3010 plan and the Du Bois O'Connor motion and commend you all as elected officials for creating an in Measure R and the 3010 plan. Not only did the voters vote for Measure R and succeed, but when before have we gotten something we promised and are about to get it earlier than we even voted for? I want to commend you on Earth Day for not just keeping your promises, but racing to keep your promises. That is something that we never see with elected officials, and we are so pleased that you are working with this federal government to make sure we make these projects happen as quickly as possible. On behalf of BizFed, there are 50 letters from different companies that have invested billions of dollars. Thank you for investing billions of dollars back.
Thank you. Diane Forte, followed by Daryl Clark.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Diane Forte with Forte Green Strategies and a consultant for Move LA, and happy Earth Day as well. I support the 3010 plan for Measure R public transit projects. One, because it reduces 500,000 pounds of air quality emissions per year, it reduces greenhouse gases, and it creates jobs. And for these reasons, it's viewed favorably for federal funds. If you decide to accelerate voter-approved highway projects, I suggest you do them in a separate plan and not condition one against the other so that we can move forward and build a robust public transportation system. Thank you so much, and it's time to move LA. Thank you.
Thank you. Daryl Clark. Daryl Clark, followed by Freddie Chiria. Okay, and Joe Sincotti. Freddie Chiria and Joe Sincotti.
It's Freddie China, sir.
China, okay.
Hi, my name is Freddie China, and I'm here to support the 3010 initiative at the Los Angeles County Metro. I just graduated from Reinforcing Ironworkers Local 416 Apprenticeship Program. Before joining the Ironworkers in 2005, I worked for several years for a non-union construction contractor. Though the job of an ironworker is a dangerous one, I was never offered the safety training that I needed. It was just a job. There was no clear path for moving up to a career that would allow me and my young wife to raise a family. I graduated journeyman status this March. This means that at 23, I will have the opportunity to earn a middle-class livelihood that eludes many of my peers. So, for me, the Reinforcing Ironworkers Apprenticeship has been the difference between a mere job and a middle-class career. But in this last year, with the bad economy, I've seen my work hours drop dramatically. At the time when my family and I are dealing with the worst unemployment rate in generations, the 3010 initiative at the Los Angeles County Metro holds the promise of security for family, for my family, and to keep me in a good middle-class construction career. And by the way, thank you, Mr. Mayor, for reminding the president about 3010.
Joe Sincotti, followed by Bart Reed. Mr. Sincotti.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Board of Directors. My name is Joe Sincotti. I'm with Move LA, and I am a nine-year resident of downtown Los Angeles. And perhaps you should remember that Los Angeles is not only the name of the city, Los Angeles is the name of a county. Los Angeles is a county with, I believe, 88 cities plus unincorporated regions. In voting yes today for the 3010 initiative, you say yes to union jobs and to economic development for the entire county. You say yes to a cleaner environment and yes to a solution for gridlock for the entire county. You say yes to enhancing the bus and rail system we already have, the red line, the blue line, the green line, the gold line, the orange line, the silver line. And you say yes to access and mobility and the possibility that all of LA County belongs to all of us because we can get to it, to our jobs, our homes, to all the dazzling things that make LA County a great place to be. The 3010 initiative is good for everyone. We all urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Bart Reed, followed by Mike Ten.
Hi, Bart Reed, Executive Director of the Transit Coalition. We definitely support 3010 and the Infrastructure Bank. In the spirit of compromise, we also support good movements projects such as the High Desert Corridor and completion of the 710 tunnel. What's important to know is sometimes we have to compromise, and while this is primarily a transit motion and it will really change the future of Los Angeles County, the widespread projects will actually allow people to get around. It'll provide jobs in the next decade. And I would hope with the compromise that you may not get everything on roads, but if we get a few through, that would be good for everybody. But I hope we can have a big win for the county, for labor, and for us, the riders and the users. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike 10. Followed by Francine Ocean.
Good morning, board members. Mike 10, representing the Southern California Association of Governments. As chair of Transportation Committee, SCAG and its leadership, which represents 17 million residents across six counties, applaud the Metro Board and member Villaraigosa for bringing this bold, innovative, and landmark concept into reality, 3010. SCAG supports today's motion to broaden the proposal to mirror Measure R and be truly multimodal. To include some road and highway projects, SCAG also supports expected amendments or discussion that includes projects included in both Metro's LRTP and SCAG's RTP, such as the High Desert Corridor, the Southern 710 improvements, the continued access of light rail to the eastern part of L.A. County with the Gold Line Foothill Extension 2B. This motion with amendments will bring improvements in transit access, reduce congestion, improve goods movement, improve air quality, and provide much-needed jobs sooner than later. Thank you.
Thank you. Francine Ocean.
Good morning. I'm Francine Ocean. I'm representing the Valley Industry and Commerce Association today. VICA is in total support of 3010. It is a very dynamic and visionary program to accelerate the transit funding and Measure R projects. Besides the mobility it brings us, which for an organization like VICA, we are so interested in getting people to their jobs, but it gets people to their homes. It gets people to where they recreate. It improves the quality of life for everyone. It improves air quality instantly. Instead of what we would get in 30 years, we're going to get it in 10 or 15 or whatever it takes. There are challenges. You've discussed this in your committees. You've discussed some of the issues. Those challenges are going to remain. You are all very capable of dealing with them. The thing is, though, we have to go forward with this today. This is not something that should be put off. The eyes of the nation are watching how you're thinking here, of what you're doing. We strongly urge that you do this. It makes good financial sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Buck Amowen Mauer from USC. I'm sorry, I couldn't read the last name. Followed by Rabbi Joel Simons.
Good morning. It's Buck Mauer from USC. I'm with CalPERG, and I'd like to voice my support for the 3010 initiative today. I agree with what's been said already by those who support the initiative, and I'd like to encourage everyone in support today to continue supporting the initiative, and I'd like to encourage the board to continue supporting the initiative as well. There are a lot of reasons why I think that this initiative will benefit LA. I think it'll make a community out of the county, which has been said. I think that it will add jobs to the construction industry. LA County's facing a 12% unemployment rate, and this will surely help that. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Rabbi Joel Simons, followed by Marcella Landry. Marcella Landry, Esperanza Martinez after that.
Good morning. My name is Esperanza Martinez, lead organizer with the Bus Riders Union. It feels extremely appropriate that the same person who told the courts, David Yale, that this agency would undo over $2.7 billion in investments into the bus system under the consent decree is the exact same person pushing for the 30 or presenting on the 3010 plan. But let me tell you what you're going to be expediting and accelerating. You will be expediting and accelerating the disintegration of a 15-year civil rights struggle. You will be disintegrating the lifeline of people who have no other means but to ride the bus. I want to speak to my union brothers and sisters that are here today and remind us that an injury to one is an injury to all. We must remember that as this agency pushes for a 3010 plan that will actually lead to more debt and the cannibalization of money to operate the bus system, the other folks that are going to get hurt are the people who are living in our communities, our brothers and our sisters. So I just want to remind us all, and we hope to see you all here in actually trying to fight the fare increase. Thank you.
After Francisca. After Francisca.
Hi, Francisca Pochas with the Bus Riders Union. It is not a happy Earth Day. It's very unfortunate, Mayor Villaraigosa, that you're siding with the auto industry to get 405, to get the 710, in order to get the highway to the sea, the freeway. It feels like a highway to the sea, a subway to the sea. It's very unfortunate that this board is siding with highways and freeways and roads in order to get trains. And the second thing I want to say, it's also unfortunate that you are in D.C. almost every week, yet you haven't gone to D.C. to ask for more operations funding. It's very easy to go ahead and try to raise the fares for $24 million, which frankly are peanuts, when you're trying to get $8.8 billion and actually aggressively addressing Obama. Well, you know what? I'm also going to be in D.C. I'm the lead coordinator of the Transit Riders for Public Transportation National Campaign, and I do plan to meet with Secretary LaHood. I do plan to meet with Peter Rogoff about potential civil rights violations that might be committed through this plan. I haven't seen a Title VI analysis. I haven't seen any NEPA analysis. I haven't seen any of those things fulfilled.
Hi, my name is Marcella Landry. I'm a student at the University of Redlands. I'm here with student Perg. I live in the Inland Empire, and I'm here to voice my support on the 3010 initiative. In the Inland Empire, it's very difficult to travel on public transit, and we find it very important to let Congress know that the region is serious about investing in public transit. Thank you.
Thank you. Aaron Steva. Followed by Michael Murphy.
Good morning, Erin Steva, Transportation Advocate with CalPERG. I'd like to voice CalPERG's support for the 3010 campaign. The 3010 initiative is a voter-mandated economic stimulus that will put LA well on its way to building a first-class public transportation system for the entire region. The voters' approval of Measure R was a call to action to invest and then transform the region's public transportation system. The proposal creates jobs when we really need them and will improve the quality of life for all Angelenos. Our population is growing rapidly. We need these public transportation projects sooner rather than later to avoid endless smog and gridlock. The public wants more and better public transportation. So please make LA an example for regions across the country and endorse the 3010 campaign. Thanks.
Thank you. Mike Murphy, followed by Kimberly Richards.
Good morning, Chairman Najarian and members of the board. I'm Michael Murphy. I'm the Intergovernmental Relations Officer for the City of Santa Clarita. I'm here today to urge that you include the proposed amendment that is before you. As a North County city that is not part of the transit mix that is in the initial proposal under the 3010 plan, we think it's important that the program be broadened to include both transit projects and highway projects so that the entire county, which participates in the funding of Measure R, also have the opportunity to share in the benefits. One of the other issues that is of concern to the city as well is that we want to ensure that as you undertake such an ambitious plan,